Greetings, dear family. Today, Jesus would like to speak to us about what happens when we pray. We read in the Bible about the power of prayer in James 5, 13 through 20. Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Elijah was as human as we are, and yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for 3.5 years. Then, when he prayed again, the sky sent down rain and the earth began to yield its crops. My dear brothers and sisters, if someone among you wanders away from the truth and is brought back, you can be sure that whoever brings that sinner back from wandering will save that person from death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins. Amen. I was musing on the prayer requests we receive daily from all around the world, and was thinking about how we pray for people we do not know and have never met, when Jesus began speaking. Do you think I am limited by you being in proximity to someone when you pray for them, Elizabeth? Do you think that will stop me from touching a life or bringing awareness to them about my existence? My prayer network of believers has no bounds, and there is no distance in the spiritual realm that I cannot reach or extend well beyond. You do not need to meet someone physically for your prayers to reach me. Even when you cannot see the manifestation of your prayers, dear ones, I go to work when I am moved by the intentions of your heart. I use my servants to reach people who do not know me. It doesn't matter if you know them, because I know them and their heart. If I put a famous person on your heart to pray for, please just pray for them. You are not aware of the impact you will have on their salvation if you are obedient to my will. When you speak to me, it is an act of worship, and I am glorified by our communication, because it reinforces your need for me. Prayer is your greatest weapon against the enemy. It engages the power of heaven and brings it down to earth in such a way that it renders the enemy helpless, and their plots against you fail miserably. The power of prayer is our power when we hear your prayers and answer them. After all, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? There is no need too great or too small for us. Please come to me, precious ones. Come with faith. Come with persistence. Come with thanksgiving and from a heart that is right with me. Pray and do not lose heart, for I will be merciful in your time of need. I have given you access to the very throne of God through prayer. When it's difficult to pray for someone, ask me for love of your neighbor. Ask me for patience as I tend your heart to uproot areas of impatience and give you an opportunity to practice patience. Ask me to draw you near and stay close to me as I fill you with my strength and my peace. And that was the end of his message. The power of our prayers reside in God, who we are praying to. The posture that melts His heart is when our hearts are open, we are humble, and we are filled with awe of Almighty God. It is not our words so much as it is the intentions of our heart. In Jeremiah 29, 12 and 13, it says, "That you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." There is God's amazing power in prayer.